In this bulletin, Liberal Party backbencher Katie Allen says she'll vote against the position of the federal government to support changes to protect gay and trans students. The Australian Federal Police is asked to investigate whether a Queensland LNP candidate provided false information. And in tennis, Germany's Alexander Zverev to meet Spanish rising star Carlos Alcaraz in the final of the Madrid Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's no evidence that religious schools have expelled LGBTIQ plus students on the basis of their sexuality. The issue has been renewed after Mr. Morrison pledged to religious leaders that his signature religious discrimination bill would be a priority in a re-elected coalition government. The bill was a coalition promise at the 2019 election, but the government tried and failed to pass legislation after MPs crossed the floor to protect LGBTIQ plus students and teachers. Mr. Morrison says religious schools do not wish to expel students because of their sexuality.
We've been having this conversation for about the last 4 years, and on each occasion it has been presented that apparently students are being expelled each and every day, each and every week, or each and every year. There is no evidence of that at all. There is none. I've spoken.
Isn't the point that they can be, though?
No, the point is it doesn't happen.
Mr. Morrison has confirmed that changes to the Sex Discrimination Act to protect gay students will be dealt with sequentially after the Religious Discrimination Bill, but declined to say how long between the two pieces of legislation. Meanwhile, campaigning in Melbourne, Victorian Liberal MP Katie Allen says she will cross the floor to support changes to protect gay and trans students, which she says is not negotiable.
I believe that you can protect religious freedom and you can protect gay and trans, but the Prime Minister doesn't.
I believe you can. And that's the one thing about political negotiations, it's always a negotiation.
The Australian Electoral Commission has referred LNP candidate Vivian Lobo to the Federal Police over allegations he provided false information about his residential address. The AEC was investigating allegations against Mr. Lobo, who is running for the key seat of Lilly in Brisbane, where Labor holds a marginal majority. The controversy around Mr. Lobo's candidacy erupted last week when Labor complained to the AEC that Mr. Lobo may have committed enrolment fraud and alleged he did not live at his registered address in Everton Park in Brisbane's north. While the house is located within the electorate of Lilly, when journalists visited the address, it appeared vacant, and neighbours said no one had lived at the address in months. And Mr. Morrison and Mr. Albanese will meet tonight for the second leaders' debate to be hosted on the Nine Network. SBS will be broadcasting live interpretations of the debate to continue making the 2022 federal election more accessible for multicultural communities. At 8:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, SBS will be streaming in Arabic, Mandarin, Cantonese and Vietnamese, live and exclusively on SBS On Demand and Facebook. And in tennis, German Alexander Zverev will meet teen sensation Carlos Alcaraz in the final of the Madrid Open, after defeating Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas in the semi. Zverev overpowered Tsitsipas 6-4, 3-6, 6-2 in his first career win over the Greek world number 25 on a clay court. It sets up a showdown with one of the sport's rising stars after 19-year-old Alcaraz defeated Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic to reach the final, becoming the first to conquer both champions in the same clay court competition. 25-year-old Zverev has paid tribute to his young competitor ahead of Sunday's clash.
No, I think, yes, I have been playing well, so I'm just renting it. But it's going to be his court for the next 15 years probably. So it has been Rafa's court for the past 15 years, and it's going to be his court for the next 15 years. So I just hope I can give him some trouble, and I can manage to win tomorrow.
And now for a look at Monday's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, 20 degrees. Melbourne, sunny, 17. Hobart, similar conditions, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, showers, 19. In Sydney, showers developing, 21. Newcastle, also sunny, in 22. Brisbane, showers, 22. Cairns more rain 29 and Darwin sunny 34. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.